Workers in Nashville, St. Helena, California, June 18, 1907. To the workers in Nashville, there is, among the workers in the southern field, a need of self being subjected to the way and will of Christ. There should be far less of self-esteem and self-confidence, and clearer perceptions of what is sin. The forces of sin have intruded themselves into the hearts and the minds of the workers, until there is need of deep repentance and thorough conversion. In order to have this experience, you will need to confess your defects before God, empty the heart of selfishness and sin, and make room for the Holy Spirit to do its work. Pray for clear spiritual eyesight. Do not cease to pray until your prayers are answered and you know that victory is assuredly yours. The work in Nashville has been running behind. This need not continue. Let the workers connected with the printing establishment repent and do works meet for repentance. Let none lift up their souls unto vanity. You need to do thorough work for time and for eternity. Clearer perceptions must come to the workers in Nashville. Then there will be prosperity, which will extend to other places. Among the workers throughout the printing office, there needs to be true conversion of heart and mind and spirit. The Spirit of Christ must circulate through that institution as the blood circulates through the body. Let no halfway work be done. It is time now for self to be crucified. The day of Pentecost has not yet fully come to the workers in Nashville. When it comes, the laborers will unite in a work of true repentance and conversion. Then, Christ and heavenly angels will cooperate with them in their daily labors. Study the 5th chapter of Matthew. All who will earnestly seek to understand the character of those whom the Lord here designates as blessed will gain a valuable experience as ministers of righteousness. Verses 3 to 11. Study also the 7th chapter of Matthew. Here are presented principles that should be practiced by all who engage in the work of the publishing house. I cannot express to you in this letter all that I desire for the workers in the southern field, but I must relieve my heart of its burden. Many among us are self-sufficient and self-important. They enjoy the experience of being considered an authority. They are proud in heart, and because they consider themselves efficient, they often move carelessly. I am instructed to say to those who place themselves under the direction of such authority, God has light for His people. The Lord, by His Holy Spirit, moves upon all human minds. Each worker is to seek the Lord for himself by prayer and study of the Word, and each is to understand his duty for himself. The humble seeker of the Lord will surely find his efficiency with Him. Walk humbly with God. Esteem others better than yourselves, and study diligently the life of Christ. God will be the counselor of all who with a sincere heart seek to know their duty. There is no need for the workers in our institutions to be barren of the grace of Christ. Truth practiced will give force to the truth taught, and hearts will be softened and subdued by its influence. It is because the Holy Spirit is kept away from our hearts that His influence is not revealed in our lives, and the purpose of God for us is unfulfilled.